Tisha B'Av, there's a halacha that we can't be masiach das from the avelus. We can't leave shul till after chatzos, not to be masiach das from the avelus. The whole day is asur b'malacha in order not to be masiach das from the avelus. That means Tisha B'Av is a day of giving thought to the churban of the Beis HaMikdash, and obviously giving thought to how we could be zoicha again to Hashra'as HaShchina. The Gemara says in Bava Metzia, Lo chorva Yerushalayim ela al shehemidu dineim al din toira v'lo nogu lefnim mishuras adin. The churban of Yerushalayim was caused from the fact that B'nai Yisrael kept the din of the din toira exactly and didn't go beyond to lefnim mishuras adin. Now the question is obvious. If they kept the din Torah, because they didn't go the extra step of lefnim mishuras adin, that's a reason for Chorban? And also, we all know the Gemara in Yuma already explains the averas that caused the Chorban. The averas of the Bayis Rishon was Gimel Averas Chamurais. The avera of Bayis Sheni was Sinas Chinam, Lashon Hara. So we already know the reasons for the Churban Beis HaMikdash. How could it say, L'chorvu Yerushalayim, Elam B'pnei, that they didn't do Lefnim Mishuras Adin? So the answer is, the Etzem Churban Beis HaMikdash was because of the Averis. Gimel Averis, Sinas Chinam, Lashon Hara. Those Averis warranted a Churban Beis HaMikdash. But Chazal teach us that even though the Averis were warranting a Churban Beis HaMikdash, something could have been done to prevent the Churban. That's Lefnim Mishuras Adin. Lefnim Mishuras Adin, the not doing Lefnim Mishuras Adin wasn't the Siba of the Churban. But that's why the Churban wasn't prevented. If Klal Yisrael would have had the Averis, but still been noyeg Lefnim Mishuras Adin in other areas, that would have stopped the Churban Beis HaMikdash. I want to explain why Lefnim Mishuras Adin could prevent the Churban Beis HaMikdash. They were Averis Chamuras that deserved Churban. Silo Kashchina. Why would Lefnim Mishuras Adin keep the Shechina with us even amongst these terrible Averis? The Mesilas Yesharim, when he describes the ladder of the Midas, when he gets to the Midah of Chasidus, he explains, what's Chasidus? We know there's a tzaddik, and then there's a chassid. What's the midah of Chasidus? The Mesilas Yesharim explains that the midah of Chasidus is somebody who's oise nachas ruach liyotzroi. Ashrei mi sha'amola b'toira, v'oise nachas ruach liyotzroi. What's oise nachas ruach liyotzroi? Every mitzvah that a person does is nachas ruach liyotzroi. Mesilas Yesharim explains that no. When a person is mekayim the mitzvahs that he's commanded to do, that's good. He's doing the mitzvah that Hashem told him to do. But that's not nachas ruach liyotzrei. Nachas ruach liyotzrei is when you have a person that knows the mitzvahs of the Torah, keeps the mitzvahs of the Torah, and from all of those mitzvahs, he understands rotzen Hashem. He understands kaviyochol, what's Hashem's style. That person will be willing to do something even if it doesn't say beferish in the Torah, asur amuter. But he understands this is Ratzon Hashem, he's willing to do it, that's Nachas Ruach Liyotzrei. Nachas Ruach Liyotzrei means where he understands beyond the tzivoy of Hashem, and he does what Hashem likes, what Hashem wants, not only what Hashem says. And the Mesilas Yesharim describes this with the difference between an Eved and a Ben. An Eved has to do whatever his Adon tells him to do, the tzivoy of the Adon. A Ben also has to do whatever his father is mitzvah him, keep it ava'im. But the difference is, an Eved just does his tzivoy. Whatever he's told, he does, and that's it. A Ben, the father's mitzvah him throughout the years, do this, do that. Eventually, the Ben, if he loves his father, he'll start understanding his father's style. He asked for this, he asked for that. I know what he likes. Then one day, without the father asking for anything, the ben will just want to do me'ava nachas ruach la'aviv. And that's the bechina, says the Mesillas Yesharim, of Midas Chasidus. A tzaddik does what he's told. A chassid does not only what he's told. He does what Hashem wants. That's the midah of Chasidus. Oysa nachas ruach li'yitzrei. And that's the bechina of banim. The Mesillas Yesharim says that a chassid is zoicha tashras hashchina. Hashras hashchina is something that is a chassid is zoicha to. A tzaddik, lav dafka hashras hashchina. A chassid is zoicha to the madrega of hashras hashchina. What does hashras hashchina have to do with being a chassid? Lefi the way we're explaining, it's very simple. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu bechlal build for us a mishkan, a beis hamikdash, to be mashra shchinasei beinenu? Why did Hashem want it? So we all know what it says in Chazal, a mashal of a father, a king, whose children got married, and they had to move away. And the king, the father, asked, make for me a kitay nechad. Make for me a guest room near you, that I could come visit you and be close to you. The inyan of Ashras Ashchina is the rotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avinu Malkeinu, to be next to his children. That's the whole idea of Ashras Ashchina. Says the Mesillas Yesharim, that's the pshat, a chassid, who's behaving like a ben, he's the one who zoicha to Ashras Ashchina. So that could be pshat in the Gemara. Be'etzem, there were averas that were goyim the Churban. Churban Bayis Rishon, Churban Bayis Sheni. But if Klal Yisrael would have done l'fnim Mishur HaSadin, that would have prevented the Churban. What's l'fnim Mishur HaSadin? L'fnim Mishur HaSadin is Nachas Ruach Liyotzrei. L'fnim Mishur HaSadin is Midas HaChasidus. L'fnim Mishur HaSadin is a ben to an av. If Klal Yisrael would have kept their Hanoga of ben, Hashem couldn't leave. Asei li kitay nechad. Hashem can't separate from his banim. So long as Klal Yisrael wasn't acting as banim, so memela, siluk hashchina. As soon as Bnei Yisrael are acting as banim, afal pi shechatu, they were averas, but they were banim in the areas that they were able. They were banim atem l'Hashem aleikechem. They were lefnim mishur asadin. They were nachas ruach liyotzroi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't leave them, and they'll be zeicho automatically to the midah of Hashras Hashchina. So Mamela, that's what we have to be misbeinin about on this day. Of course, the Averis that were goyim the Churban Beis HaMikdash, we have to be misakin, like the Chavetz Chaim explains, without a tikkun, how do we expect the Churban to be undone? But lefi this Gemara, there's another thing to be misbeinin. Of course, fixing the Shairish, but also fixing the inyan of Midas Habonim, of Midas HaChasidus. And like we see, it's not a stira. Klal Yisrael were doing averis. But if they would have done l'fnim mishur asadin, they could have still been a banim. Even without a full tikkun on all the regular chiyuvim that we have, if Klal Yisrael would have been able to find a place to behave as banim, we wouldn't have lost the hashras hashchina. So that's something also to be misbeinin about this day. How to increase and develop our midas habanim. Baruch Hashem, Klal Yisrael is very positive about asking shailas, is this mutter, is that mutter, is this usr, is this mutter, is this usr? A lot of shailas lahalocha. But lefizah, it's not enough just to ask shailas lahalocha, is it mutter, is it usr? We also need to ask a shaila sometimes, is this rotzen Hashem? There's a lot of things that we could find within the boundaries of heter lahalacha. But if we really think about it, if we really get the right advice, is this what Hashem wants? Is this appropriate for Ratzon Hashem? So it's not enough for Ashras Ashchina just to know what's right and what's wrong. Is this Ratzon Hashem? And with that, we're zoicha to Midas Chasidus. With that, we're zoicha to Midas Habonim. And once we're zoicha to Midas Habonim, it's Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should want to be mashre shchinasei b'neinu, asei li kitay nechad. Hashem should not want to depart and separate from his children. And amitz Hashem, we should be zeicha to the binyan beis hamikdash, b'mheirav yameinu, amen.